Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, October 29, 2009. A Palestinian killed in Gaza while six others were injured by the Israeli military in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas, said that one of its fighters died on Thursday during a special mission at the southern borders with Egypt. The brigades identified the fighter as Sulaiman Abu Al-Naja, 26 years old. They added that he was killed inside a tunnel at the borders with Egypt and gave no further details. The Palestinian Health Ministry in Gaza announced that with Abu Al-Naja death, the number of Palestinians killed inside the tunnels since 2 years has reached 130. Israel placed the Gaza Strip under siege in June 2007, leaving the 1.5 million Palestinians living there lacking all basic supplies. The tunnels are the only way to get much-needed supplies into the Gaza Strip. In other news, five residents and a journalist were reported injured on Thursday after being attacked by Israeli troops near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Farmers said that Israeli settlers, along with bulldozers, arrived this morning at their lands located near Kiryat Arba settlement and started to destroy their crops. When farmers tried to stop the settlers, soldiers attacked them using rifle butts and batons, injuring five of them and a journalist. The Palestinian Red Crescent Society reported that all those injured were moved to a local hospital in Hebron City after sustaining moderate wounds. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.